Welcome to our sermon series, Faith Over Fear. Today, we dive into the scriptures to see how we can be empowered to live by faith.
Thank you, Gary and Marilyn, for pastors, all that you do. The honor of being part of this family. I belong right here. I feel it. I am part of this big, big family with lots and lots of kids, and I get to be one of the kids too. So thank you for bringing us in and welcoming us as your own family.
Absolutely.
We love you.
That's right. Oh, this evening or this morning's message is entitled My Family Dream. I want you to have a dream for your family.
Mm.
Not just the nucleus of your family and your home, but even the dream for God's family.
Yes.
You know, Pastor Gary just began to express so very, very well of what the church really is, and that the church is a family. And I want you to know this from the bottom of your heart, that you belong.
Yes.
You know, one of the biggest lies that you could ever believe is that you don't belong. This is home. This is family. We are brothers and sisters in Christ together. Being able to share communion with you this evening, what an absolute joy it was.
Yes.
Because we belong. We belong. So just poke the person next to you and just say, you belong right
you belong
here with me.
Right here.
You belong right here with me.
And I believe that we're invited here just because simply Bob and I and our family, our passion is to really search continually to discover new strategies, new ways, new keys to help you to just enjoy life, but to know God and to enjoy your relationships and to just restore safety and trust within the family. Because I believe that that's God's heart for us. He created and designed and invented families right from the first place.
Yeah.
So the fact that Watoto Church cares for families enough to make an entire month dedicated to this, that's important to God's heart.
It is.
And it's important, and we are just honored that we get to kick this off because we are with you, and God cares about your family, and most of all, He cares about your family dream. Think about it. Let yourself dream about a family. Let yourself dream about safety and trust and laughing and being safe in your family, that haven of rest. That is family.
And the truth is that you thrive within family.
Exactly.
Within family is where you find your sense of belonging. Within family, you find a sense of identity. Within family, you're able to function. You're able to give. You're able to serve. Within family, you truly do belong. And that should bring a whole lot of security.
Yes.
A whole lot of safety. And let, you know, just take a deep breath. Just say, yes.
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 And when you come expecting to give.
Yeah.
Because the people all around you, they need you.
Mm-hmm.
The people around you, they need to hear from you. They need your song. As unique as we are, and over 6 billion people in the world, we're all unique and we're all different. In the same way, our worship should be different.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one like you. There's no one that sings like you. There's no one that celebrates like you. So be sure to sing your song because you're a part of God's wonderful family. You know, one of the schemes of the enemy is just simply this, that you would experience a disappointment. That you would in some way carry an offense. That a tragedy or a crisis would take place. Mm-hmm. And that you would harbor that wound mm-hmm. that would cause you to isolate yourself and where you would become ineffective and unproductive.
Exactly.
But I'm telling you, Jesus has come to heal your broken heart. He has come to set at liberty those who are captive, to restore sight to the blind.
Yeah.
This is a time of new beginnings for you.
So this is it. Bob and I, we do relationships and family 24/7. This is what we do all the time. So as you can imagine, we meet marriages and families at the worst crisis, at the times when there is no way out, when there is no marriage dream, when the dream has been dashed, it has been smashed, and there's nothing left of a family dream. But Jesus, this is exactly where God has called us, because we have decided that because Jesus heals broken hearts, that means that that devastation does not have to define you. It does not have to derail you. Mm-hmm. And you do not have to live as a result. So this, you are here for a reason. Today, tonight, you are here because Jesus wants to restore your marriage dream and say, this is not the end of your story. Let that hope, I hope it just like, if there's just any kind of flicker in the fire of your passion, I pray that it is ignited, not by what we say because we can pump you up, but because that's how Jesus works. He just stirs to flame the passion within you. And I believe that no family dream is completely lost, no matter how much brokenness there has been. And Bob and I see it over and over and over again. And that's why we do what we do, because we see marriages that were completely... Just last week, there was a couple in our home that were separated for 2 years. And this next Wednesday, they are celebrating their 25th anniversary together. We see this over and over again, and now those children get to see their families together. But we don't stop there. We make sure they start to enjoy each other too. We don't want just living in the same house. How many want to actually enjoy safety and trust in their own homes too? And friendship and laughing and everything that family represents.
Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians, and this will be chapter 4 and verse 16. And it says this: that is why we never give up. Though our bodies may be dying and wasting away, our spirits are being renewed, everyone say, day by day.
Day by day.
For our present troubles are small, and they won't last very long, yet they will produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them, and it will last forever. Here's what this verse, there's many things, and we'll work our way through it together. But I want you to know that we all experience troubles. We all experience heartache. You know, we all have challenges, but I'm telling you, because of Jesus, in the previous verses it says there, because of his finished work, I don't quit. I will not give up. If there's a family dream within your heart, my invitation to you this day is don't quit. This present trouble that you're going to, a fiery time that you might be experiencing, it will not last forever. If this too shall pass. It will pass. Audrey and I, we've been married 35 years.
Yeah.
I like that. I got married when we were 15. I mean, no. we did get married young, but not that young. But because I only look 35, that's why I had to clarify. Yeah, no.
Honey, you sexy.
Okay.
Were you waiting for that? Were you fishing for it?
Okay. No, I was not. The marriage event was earlier.
Okay, sorry, yes.
This is a
church.
More public event,
okay,
my dear.
Okay, gotcha.
But Audrey and I, we got married with a dream in our heart, and we mm-hmm. shared that dream, and we anticipate, you know, the presence of God, the mm-hmm. grace of God, that those dreams would become our reality. But shockingly, 17 years into mm-hmm. our marriage, we hit a crisis.
Yes.
Something that no one ever would think about. Anyone that would be on the outside looking in. I mean, we were what would be classified the perfect couple. But a tragedy hit our mm-hmm. marriage, mm-hmm. and it caught us, I think, both by surprise.
It was.
And what happened was that Audrey had a sexual affair. And as shocking as it was to her, it was to me. And the trauma and the turmoil that hits your relationship, I'm telling you, the first thing that left was a hope and a dream for a future. Our family dream was gone. Mm-hmm. How could your dreams ever be realized mm-hmm. when you're met with that type of crisis and tragedy?
There's so many contributing factors to how we understand now how that happened in our life. But the point was that this, after I had told Bob about the affair, I found out just a couple weeks later that I had become pregnant as a result of this affair. And you want to talk about Bob reading a scripture about fiery times. The kind of pain that I introduced to our marriage relationship. Without our kids even knowing, I introduced pain into our entire Meisner family. And it was my fault. How do you live with that kind of shame? How do you know that there's redemption? How do you even have a dream when it's been completely thrown away because of your own actions? It's in times like this where you reach out to God like you've never reached Him before, but He loves you on your worst day. Yeah. This fiery trial, you could call, that we went through had the potential to destroy everything we had built for, everything we had dreamed of, our three precious little children, and now I'm carrying another baby, and there was no hope. And the moment that I wanted to just tell you about that happened was that when I found out I was pregnant, I was alone with my dad. We were not okay together.
No.
That was not, it was the pain that was in our relationship. We could hardly be in the same room. We didn't know what to do. We were desperate.
Right.
We cried out to God. But I was alone with my dad, and I said, Dad, I started crying. I can't do this. Yeah. I'm going to be known for the rest of my life for the most stupid and selfish thing I ever did. My family dream that I had my whole life, to have that happy family who laughs together, that dream is gone, and there's a baby. And he just responded to me. He listened to me cry, and he put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, Audrey, that is what you did, but that is not who you are. When my dad said that to me, I just chose to hang on to that lifeline of hope with everything I had. And there are times in your life when there is no way out. And all you can do is to hang on to one, if you can just have one line, just one verse, one promise, it is your choice of what you're going to think about, because you are watering your thoughts with seeds. You are choosing what you think about if you just think about that one thing, because other people will judge you possibly by the worst thing you've done. But God, your Father, who loves you, who never leaves you, who says you belong, you know what He says? I will never leave you or forsake you. And leaving is one thing, but to forsake means to turn your face from another. But God says, I'll never turn my face from you. I will be yours and you will be mine, even in this fiery trial that I really could not see a way out.
Yeah. Logically, when you begin, you know, as you hear just even this small portion of our story, logically, now we're disqualified. Mm-hmm. Now we're broken. Now we're damaged goods. How could you ever accomplish or even qualify to experience God's best? I'm telling you, you're qualified because of Jesus. Jesus qualifies you. The world might try to label you by your past. You see, the enemy, he knows your name, but he chooses to remind you of where you've been, what you've done, what you've said, what you've participated with. He reminds you of your past. But I'm telling you, your loving Heavenly Father,
yes,
He knows your past. But I'm telling you, people, He chooses to call you by your name.
Yes.
He says, I know who you are, my daughter. I know who you are, my son. You belong. Mm-hmm. So I don't want you to begin to believe for a moment that your past will dictate and determine your future. Why won't you allow the grace of God and the love of God to transform your heart and to propel your life forward? This is about recapturing your family dream. Mm-hmm. This is about recapturing God's purposes.
Yes.
There is nothing that you can do that can deter God's purposes from your life.
Isn't that amazing? Think about that. Say that again. There is nothing that you can do to deter His dream for your future. Wow, 100% chance of success for your family dream. Even if it's just you changing the atmosphere, you get to do that. Wow.
So I must admit... The journey to wholeness, it really is a journey.
It is a journey. It's true.
But it's a transformational journey.
Yes.
You get to leave the past behind and you get to experience newness of life.
Yes.
You don't have to continue the patterns anymore.
Right.
You can truly be free. I am so grateful for the body of Christ. I'm thankful for the family. Because when Audrey and I were at our lowest, and you want to isolate and remove yourself, we chose not to run from the family of God, but run to the family of God.
And shame would have kept me away. Shame would say, you're going to hide. You're going to start showing. There's going to be that baby. You need to hide. You need to run until you get better. But that's not how the family works.
And this is what I want to encourage you. Would you hear me? I want you to run to the family.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that the Watoto Church, the family of God here, they want to cover you.
Mm-hmm.
They want to protect you. Mm-hmm. They want to fight for you. They want to defend you. They want to do everything that they can to promote healing in your life. This is a safe house. You belong.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you belong.
You belong.
And I know that you even know people who are in your life. And they need to be here. Bring them. Allow them to experience what true love is really all about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens is that when you bring people of faith around you, everyone say people of faith.
People of faith.
People of faith. When you bring people of faith around you, they begin to help instill within you hope. Everyone say hope.
Hope.
Hope. Hope is joyful, confident anticipation that the purposes of God, the plans of God, can and will become mine.
Bob, hope is contagious.
Yeah.
I just had to say it. Just because you know how sickness...
You're just trying to distract me and
me
off.
No.
I was getting into a good preach there.
Okay, well, you know how sickness is contagious, and we can magnify that all day. Oh, I hope I don't catch that. I hope I don't catch that. Well, just think of it on the positive end of that. Hope is contagious. You actually bring 6 feet in front of you and around you, you are carrying energy in an atmosphere around you, wherever you bring. And if you're full of hope for families, hope for marriages, hope for what Jesus can do, you're actually changing the atmosphere every place you step. It's changing because hope is contagious. You're going to catch it. You're going to catch it. I think you're catching it. I think you've got some up there, too. Are you getting it? Because it's over there, too. You're catching it. Right up there. Look, I can wave in two places at one time. Look at that. I shouldn't have said that out loud. You keep going. You preach some more.
Yeah, no, you did it really well. Hope is contagious. Hope is that joyful, confident anticipation that the promises of God can and will become mine. I have hope. Hope isn't just wishful thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Hope just isn't this jolly, you know, wouldn't that be nice kind of attitude. But hope is that confidence, that assurance. Hope is what draws you into God's preferred future for your life. And then in hope, I begin to experience faith, where I then begin to trust God. Because then faith is being able to see the end from the beginning.
Yes.
In faith, I begin to trust. I begin to act on the promises of God. With confidence, I step in to His divine purposes for my life. Now, this is where we need family. Because when you feel as though you're a failure, when you feel as though you're a disappointment, when you feel as though you don't belong, it's the family that gathers you in. Don't run from the family of God. Rather, run to the family of God. It is so very, very important. And that's what happened to us. And it was being in family that really brought healing and wholeness, helped us in our journey. It wasn't a substitute for my personal responsibility, but I'm telling you, I was undergirded, I was supported, and I was loved.
Yes.
Now, I want to show you a picture that's very, very important and dear to us. And this is our family picture here. And there it is. But with our family picture, and they'll put it up there in a moment, why I'm showing this, it's very, very important. And that's because I could not see that
Very old. We actually need the other picture.
Yeah, we actually do.
Yeah, because you have something to say about the
nope,
other picture.
No, not that one.
Nope, there's another one.
Nope, not that one.
There's one in the personality goals folder.
That's okay.
That's okay. Winston's on that picture. Do you like our dog?
Okay, what I want to do is why I show the family picture is that it's so very, very important is because 17 years ago, when I was faced with information about a sexual affair, I believed that that picture would never be my possibility, that my family dream was now gone.
Right.
I couldn't see that. But I had men and women in our lives that could. Mm-hmm. And they would not allow us to give up on God's intentions and purposes of restoration and healing. There are people in your life that can see God's purposes, His potential in you. Allow them to ignite and to speak truth and to upgird your life, that they might be able to see something that you could not.
And there is the picture.
This picture here, this is why it's the most recent. But this picture is really important. There on the right-hand side is my oldest son, Christopher, 32, lives in New York City. And there next to him is my son, Robert.
He's the boy we just never dreamed would be in our life.
He's now 17 years old. I gave him my name, Robert, because I didn't want him to ever question one day in his life whose boy he is. He's my son, and he belongs. And then there on the far right is my son, David, and his wife, Tessa. And David is just an absolute joy, has been from the moment he came out. And the name David is so fitting for him because he truly is a man after God's own heart. And it's now been 6 years, 7 years ago that he found his bride, Tessa. And they are just the most dynamic couple. And David found her, and he devoted his life to her. And she's just this most beautiful woman. And she has committed and devoted her life to him. And this couple are world changers. And they have joined us on this trip. And they're here in the front row this evening.
Can you please stand up and wave to everybody?
They are just so awesome. I'm in just such great anticipation to see what God will do in and through their life.
And I also just want to mention, and that's why I wanted this picture to be up, is because we have one daughter. We have three boys and one girl, and our daughter there, in this last year since we last saw you, has gotten married to Daniel. But the reason I wanted to share this to you is that because Janelle is such an exceptional girl. She loves fiercely with all of her heart. And when little Robert was born, she was 13 years old, and she was like another mama to this baby boy, and she loved him. But then she went through some hard times in her teenage years where she went through persecution and bullying and eating disorders and stuff that just started to steal her family dream. Because since she was a little girl, she just wanted to steal people's babies. She's just one of those baby lovers. I just want babies. I want babies. And you know what happened is that she started making choices that brought her down a road that was not going to get her dream. And as a mama, I knew her family dream. And I was thinking, her family dream, she's not making choices. She's not planting seeds that's going to harvest the dream that she wants. And she, remember one day, she told me, she says, "Mom, it's just too hard to carry this dream of having a baby and meeting a man and having the babies that I want." She goes, "Because I just feel like it's just too painful to carry this around because nothing's going my way. It'll never happen. I'm already in my late 20s. This isn't going to happen." But Jesus, the Holy Spirit in her, no matter...
I want to underline this.
Okay.
Because this is so very important. She had a dream that she held from being just a little girl, the dream of her heart. And because of disappointment, because of bad choices, she was undeserving. And she was ready to throw the dream away. I want you to hear that. Because possibly... those of you who are hearing this there's a dream within your heart that you're just about ready to crush and to throw away.
And I remember exactly where it happened. She went for a walk at the end of herself. And she came back and she was crying. And I said, Janelle, what's wrong? What's wrong? And she says, Mommy, I just had the most amazing moment with Jesus. And he told me that I told him how I was about to smash my dream. And he said, Janelle, can I hold that dream for you? And she said, it's too painful to hold, but I gave it to Jesus, so it's in safekeeping until I'm ready, because he said he's going to heal my broken heart. And it was just a couple years later when we came through a devastation. We've been helping all these couples. We're helping other families. And meanwhile, our own daughter is going through such struggles and such hardship. But then it was just a little while later, she goes, Mom, I want you to help me. She goes, Jesus wants to heal my broken heart. And I see her journey, and then it was just a little while later, she met her husband, Daniel, and now these two are just amazingly, happily married. And you know what? She found a guy that loves as fiercely as she does. I mean, when they hold each other and hug each other goodbye, they hold on for 5 minutes. You know, like, I'm like, okay, see ya, bye. Like, no, they got to hug for 5 minutes before they leave. Because she found the man of her dreams, but she was willing to give her dream to Jesus. And I think of our family dream. Some of you have been, I don't even know what you're going through. But it could be that you just feel like saying, you know what, I see everyone else's family getting healed, but what about me? What about my kid? What about this? What about that? Please don't throw your dream away. But please hand it to Jesus, because he's going to hold it in safekeeping, and he's going to heal your broken heart so that you can begin to walk through and experience true family trust and family safety that you get to bring into your family.
Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when dreams are realized, you experience both life and joy. It says here, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. The words there, tree of life, it's actually the first time since Genesis that phrase is even used. How important are your dreams? You see, you're designed by God to live with answered prayer. He wants to fulfill the dreams of your heart. And when they're realized, you experience life and joy. It's partaking of the tree of life. All of a sudden, his realities. You see, the price that he paid, the love expressed, is now made evident in your life. And it begins to be glorious. Now the world is looking in on your life, and you are declaring to them what a great father he is. Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. In the very same way that God the Father sent Jesus, he's sending you. And how was Jesus sent? Jesus was sent only doing and saying what he saw the Father say and do. How are you to be sent? Doing and saying only what King Jesus is saying. Here's what happens. As the Father sent Jesus, his life brought glory to the Father. It takes sons and daughters to reveal a father. This takes your relationship with God to a whole nother level. Because he is a father, and he has chosen to demonstrate his goodness, his kindness, his favor, his redemption, his joy, his purposes through his kids.
That's his family dream.
That's his dream for you. If people want to see how good God is, just look at his kids. Isn't that good? Wow, I'm telling you, that takes your relationship with him to a whole nother level. Now, we experience fiery times. And I want to go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and it says this. And it says, for which cause we faint not, okay? And that is why we never get up, though our bodies are dying, our outward spirits are being renewed day by day. Good. Verse 17. And if you have it in King James, that'll be great. If not, I got it.
Okay.
And it says this: for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Now, I pull it out in the King James because it has just really helped me in my word study. And as we look at this verse, we're not going to give up during our fiery times. We're not going to give up when things get tough, because we're being renewed day by day. And it says, but for our light affliction. And I'm telling you, when you're going through a trial, when you're going through a difficult time, it doesn't feel light in the moment. But here it says, but your light affliction, which is but for a moment. I remember the day when my pastor put his hand on my shoulder and we're in the depths of pain in our marriage, and he looks me in the eye and he says, Bob, one day you're going to be thankful for this. Man, I could have punched him out. Like, are you crazy? Do you know what took place? Like, how insensitive are you? But I'm standing here today as one of the most thankful men you will ever meet. Thankful that it happened? No. It was awful. It was ugly. Never should have happened. But it pales in comparison to knowing Him. It pales in comparison to the extravagance of His love and His grace that I have experienced. What I now know in Him, I would exchange for nothing. This is a light affliction. When I was going through it, I hated it with all my life. I would never wish it upon my worst enemy. I mean, it's horrible. But now on the other side, you see, that is the extravagance of God's love. That's His redemption to the uttermost. You could almost begin to look back and think, oh, God, was that your idea? You know, that we could have this great testimony and all that stuff? And He's like, no. He says, I would never do that to my children. He says, but what you're willing to give to me, He says, I'll take your ashes. In exchange, I'll give you my beauty. The ashes remain ashes. He says, but give me your ashes, and in return, I will give you my beauty. Now, here it goes on, and it says, for this light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Say with me, far more exceeding.
Far more exceeding.
Far more exceeding. The Greek word there is katergezumei. I knew that you wanted to know that. What it means is that it will create or fashion a benefit for your life that you could not have gotten any other way. In other words, God will not waste one of your sorrows or one of your tears. He says, I will katergezumei your life. He says, I will fashion benefit for you that you could not have gotten any other way. And then it says, it worketh for us a far more exceeding. In other words, it will create a benefit you could not have gotten anywhere, any other way. And the next word is hyperbole. And hyperbole is this. You think that this fiery time, you feel that this moment in time will be your great setback. But He says, I want to hyperbole your life. And He says, I want to propel you forward. You think it'll put you back. But if you'll trust me and never give up, He says, I can take your life and launch you forward. And then it says, to a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. Eternal meaning perpetual. It will never end. And then it says, a weight of glory. That weight there is baros. And that there, and I just want to create for you a quick word picture. And I want you to see a wagon. And now on that wagon, you got these two big wheels, okay? And inside that wagon, it's loaded with produce, harvest. And this is the eternal weight of glory. He says, I want to take all of your pain, all of your sorrow. And He says, I'm going to fashion benefit for your life that would propel you forward. He says, because I want to begin to burden your life with abundance. Can you imagine? But you see, that's the transformation that takes place. When you do not give up, and when you persist and you go through, all of a sudden, he develops within you character to be able to sustain his glory in the earth. He is a good, good father.
Thank you for listening. I hope this sets you up to choose well and excel in life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scripture and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@phototochurch.com.